Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon. This is the 12 p.m. version of the ARMR Report. It stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. Thanks for being with me. This is a live trading desk. All the information I'm sharing with you is information I use on the desk to make decisions with my own capital and that of high net worth investors that I work with. All of our capital is managed through Interactive Brokers. That's our affiliation. Okay, those of you following me on the morning call, you know what we talked about when it came to day trading and how we were going to attack this day. I'm going to update you on that today on the call here at 12 o'clock. I'm also going to talk about, and let's just give you some heads up on what this day is going to be about, okay? Step one, we're going to look at the top five index algorithms we have. We've designed these algorithms for the volatility of each of the major indexes, the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the small caps, and the momentum indexes. And we use these five to help us manage our risk for our whole portfolio, whether we're intraday trading or trading over a multiple day period or buying to invest. No matter what we're doing, all of this is derived from these five big indexes. So we're going to go look at them again today. I've been stalking the bear now for the last couple weeks, written a blog post about it to update you guys on it whenever I think something important's happening, and I'll update that again today by the end of the day. You can find that on the website, rosenthalcapital.com, under algorithmic research, stalking the bear. Today is a very important day. So we're going to go over what these algorithms are saying, and then I'm going to share with you what we're doing on our trading desk today and how we're doing it to position investments going forward. This is not day trading. Then I'll go over some of the day trade activity that I kind of highlighted this morning's call, and then we'll wrap up with some theme investing and how we're going about our favorite themes. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into it. I'm going to take these glasses off. Forgive me for having them on, but there's a lot of glare staring at screens all day, and I find this is the best way for me to make it easier on my eyes. I actually wear sunglasses that are polarized. Believe it or not. So if you guys are sitting in a cockpit like I am, I'm surrounded by computer screens, I think it will really help to wear some polarized glasses. Works for me. Okay. Let's get to it. I'm going to share the screen. This is a very important day. We've been building our short positions over the last week. You guys know that. Now, let me start by saying this is how I run money. It's my own personal capital. It's for some investors we work with that are aggressive. There's nothing wrong with holding cash in a bear market. Let's start there. Short selling is risky. It is difficult. Just when you think you've got it, you end up losing money. And that's because the market goes up 80% of the time. That's a fact. And you know, on this show, the most important rule of the road I've learned over 30 years is to get myself on the right side of probability and statistics and make sure the reward is worth the risk. To use that equation to make decisions from a multi-day, month, and year investment strategy and from a day trading strategy. And so by shorting, we're immediately violating the first rule. We're on the wrong side of probabilities. So the reward better be big enough, and the risk better be tight. Our stops have to be tight. You cannot fall in love with the short side. That's death. We have to take our shots, use tight stops. If we're not getting paid, then it's not working, and we step aside. All right, without further ado, let's look at why we're building short positions. Okay, I'm going to share the screen with you. Okay. Here we go. Strap in, guys. It's going to get interesting. You are now looking at a chart of the S&P 500. Each bar is 60 minutes. The red lines are clearly the downtrend that we're in. We overshot on the downside in December's collapse. We've overshot on the upside in the January snapback. Totally typical of bear market action. But you have to see, why are we putting shorts out now? Back here in September, maybe you can see this hand right here. Back up here in September, okay, market was breaking down, and we were telling everybody who was listening to the Armor Report, it's time to go to cash, it's time to protect your capital. All right, we got to give credit where credit's due. The Armor Report saved people a lot of money and a lot of heartache. The market has gone into a downtrend. Now, what we said up here was we're not shorting right now. We're above the 50, the 200-day moving average, which is the green line. Okay, the 200-day still in an uptrend. We don't short. We don't want to short. We're going to look to see if we get a bottom opportunity. We're going to buy right in here at the end of October, see if it's going to go back above the 200. It failed. We got out at a raise stop, book of profit, no loss to capital. Then we got a double bottom. We're still not shorted. The market broke out above the 50 and the 200. You can see the carrot here. We got long, ran up, immediately got stopped out at a small loss, actually, by the end of the day there. And the market cratered. We were 100% cash during that. Massive alpha, outperformed every index because of our algorithms. We still use traditional fundamental analysis to build positions, to find investment themes. But we use these algorithms on the big indexes to protect capital and to know when to add risk and when to take it off. So back there, we were 100% out. At the beginning of December, December 4th, market imploded. All right, this is a carrot here, and I told you, if you look at our website, we have a risk on, risk off monitor on our homepage, rosenthalcapital.com. And it's told you all the way back here since December 4th that we are in 100% cash position. Now, whatever that means to you, 100% cash position means as much cash as you're willing to hold, whatever that is. Some accounts, it could be 85 to 100% cash. Other accounts, it's 50% cash. Whatever your cash allocation, when the algorithms tell you to be 100% cash, that's what you go to. Whatever your cash allocation max is, you have to determine that yourself. We have three model portfolios that we share with you on our homepage at Interactive Brokers, and anybody who links their account to those portfolios will get the performance of algorithmic investing. We have a conservative, aggressive, and balanced approach. So we're going to carry different amounts of cash in each of those portfolios. Okay? So the market rallied off the low, and it's gone right up to the 50-day moving average. Now, the 50-day and the 200-day are in downtrends. And the market is back up to the downtrend in 50. It's back up to the downtrend line. That is where we said we will begin shorting. So back in September and October, everyone wanted to know, was I going to short? I said, no. There's a step between long and short. It's called cash. You wait. You see how the market wants to behave. Once a defined downtrend is set up, once you're trading below the 50 and 200, once the 50 and 200 are in downtrends, that is your best time to put money out short. The percentages are in your favor on the short side at that point, and they're almost never in your favor short. The only time, statistically speaking, where it's in your favor to short is right now. If this short fails, I won't be shorting. Okay? That's it. Hits our stop, I'm out, and it'll tell me that the market is doing something other than going into a big sustained downtrend. This is the time I'm willing to take a shot short. This is it. If the short's going to be right, the market will accelerate lower and go retest the lows or make new lows, and we'll bank out on that. And we'll capture alpha. And we'll capture more alpha than we did in October, November, and December. So here we are. The market is now trading below the 50-day moving average. Preferably, I'd like to see it below this red line here. So it breaks back below the 50, back below the trend line, telling me it's going to go retest the bottom trend line. We're not there yet. Today's day two. And as you know, anybody following me said, will know that day three is what matters. In any uptrend or downtrend, 2 days that go opposite the trend don't mean anything. It's day three that matters. But for me, I have to be setting up my shorts already here, right? By day three, I'm either going to be getting paid or I'm going to be getting stopped out of my short. Okay? Of course, there's the opportunity that day three is just a quiet sideways day and I won't be stopped out of anything and I won't be getting paid. Well, we'll see if that happens. Okay? So we began setting up shorts last week in our aggressive portfolio. It popped higher. That's okay. It was expected. We thought it was going to go higher. So we wanted to finish off our position up here. And now as the market starts going down, we're already in our short position. We are profitable on that short position right now. We have a clear stop in, and we're willing to see where this takes us. Now let's just go run through the other indexes. There's the NASDAQ 100, same looking chart pattern. There's the Dow Industrials, same chart pattern. Small cap index, very interesting. This is the only index that gave us a reasonable buy opportunity back at the end of December, and it's been the best performing index for the month of January. This green line is the primary target of that run. It's gone above it. It's now coming back below it. If it closes down here, the algorithm will tell us to start booking profits on that long position. Now, I didn't go long in my portfolio, okay? When only one out of five indexes tells me to get long, we don't put risk on. If someone was aggressive and wanted to trade small caps, they could have done it down there, and you would have had a profit. And by the end of the day, if we close here, this algorithm will tell us you need to be booking your profit. But for what I've been doing with my own capital and for investors is we've been in cash. We've let the market rally. We're looking to set up shorts. Either we're going to get paid here on these shorts and have real alpha, or the market will break out of this downtrend, make new highs, which in which case it'll negate this short sale. So our stop is going to be relatively tight. A closing price above the recent highs will get us out of these shorts. Okay? You all know the end of the day is more important to me than the start of the day. So where we end the day is going to matter today. Okay? So that's a view of what our longer-term algorithms look like, and why we're setting up shorts, and why I've been writing a blog post called Stalking the Bear. If you watch CNBC, if you watch other financial news networks, everybody is so excited on every rally day. They forget the bigger picture. Oh, it's market's up huge in the first 2 weeks of January. Means nothing, investors. It means nothing. It had a horrific sell-off in December that overshot the downside on tax loss selling. And so naturally, we have a nice bounce back in the first 2 weeks of January. For our capital, we're not looking to trade little weekly moves. We're looking to invest for long-term opportunities. We don't have that set up yet. Algorithms say risk off. For those of us who are aggressive, we take that opportunity to short at the appropriate price points. See if we can't build some alpha. For the rest of us, conservative, balanced approaches, just hold cash. Hold a small amount of short if you want to be involved. Nothing serious. And wait to take a shot on the long side when we get the setup. Okay. I hope that was helpful. I hope you understand now why we've been stalking the bear and why we're putting shorts out. Let's move on. Let's move on, shall we? I want to address the day trading aspect of what we do on our desk, because in a very volatile bear market, like I believe we're in, you get a lot of opportunities intraday to build alpha while you hold big cash positions. The last 2 days, particularly the days that I like to trade, are gap days. We had a gap down yesterday, a gap up today. So what I want to do is share with you our screen and explain what we're doing on the desk and why we're doing it. This is a day trading algorithm tool that we use. And again, for aggressive accounts at Interactive Brokers who want to participate in this activity, those accounts are linked to our primary aggressive account, and we do this in their accounts. We use this algorithm. So yesterday, I explained that on the gap down, we always look to get long on a gap down day because we're capturing alpha, right? Market's down over 1%, and we're 85% cash. It behooves us to put money to work long if we can make some money on the snapback rally, okay? And sometimes these snapback rallies in short markets are aggressive. You can make a lot of money in an hour. So it's the reward is definitely worth the risk, particularly when you're carrying lots of cash. But I said to you, and if you're following me on Twitter, hashtag Armor Report, I try to put these tweets out during the trading session if it's important. And I said yesterday, we had a gap down. It happened on volume. Everything is set for us to get long. And it didn't happen. Our trigger did not occur. And on days like that, we begin looking short. Let me show you. Okay, you're now looking at the NASDAQ 100. I'm going to blow this picture up for you because this is yesterday's action. Okay, you're looking at yesterday's action. This is the open, which was a gap down right here. Okay. This green dot tells us that it's above average volume, in fact, extreme volume. Had we ever closed above the high of this bar, I would have been long for the inevitable snapback to the VWAP. But as you can see, it did not happen. It failed. Another volume bar that failed. This tells us it's a negative day. And so what we're going to look to do is get short the VWAP, which is the volume weighted average price. And this is the RCM VWAP, so it's our own proprietary VWAP. This black dot, these black dots. We have a double tap of that. As you can see, those red bars there are a double touch of the VWAP that fails. That's where you want to get short. It never goes above the VWAP. So now the VWAP is our stop, and it never goes above the VWAP. And you can ride this thing all day long. And you can see this line down here, this teal-colored line at the bottom of the screen, is the ATR, average true range. And it's one of my favorite targets to book profits on any type of day trade. So when we hit the average true range low of the day, statistically speaking, the bulk of the move has already been made and we can book profits and say thanks for playing. Now, let's look at what happened today. It was a gap up. And I told you guys on the morning call, beware the gap and go. If it's a gap up on volume, so if this first bar today was a volume bar and the next bar closed above the high of it, we would have been long for a long trade, a gap and go day. But as you can see, there's not a single green dot this morning, which tells you that there is no institutional buying of the gap up. It's a sucker's gap. The market was down so much yesterday, it's just a bit of a snapback. So what we look to do, and here it is again, a double tap of the first fib up on the day tells you this rally is over, and when it trades below the VWAP, you could start getting short with the VWAP as your stop. and look at the market go down. Now we're at the ATR low of the day. Profits being booked here would be smart. You can always trail some, but booking some profits here would be smart on a day trade. Now, I happen to be setting up multi-day shorts for a portfolio. And for that part of the portfolio, I'm not covering. But if you're day trading, you're going to book some profits at the ATR low of the day and then trail your stop somewhere else, however you want to do it. Okay? Extreme volume. Extreme volume is the most important factor if you're day trading. It's incredibly important. You have to respect it. You have to look for it. You have to figure out what it is. It's like our own proprietary calculation of what extreme volume is through rigorous back testing and optimizations to figure out what will give us that green dot. But when we get it, it helps us know how to trade. We put shorts on yesterday. We put shorts on today for day trades and we make money both days. And if we're looking to build investment shorts, it told us this morning, yes, now is the time to double that position. So we've doubled that position on the gap up and we're profitable across the board on our shorts, right? And so now we can manage the risk on these positions. This is how you invest, trade. This is how you protect capital in a dangerous market. And if you continue to share with me and join me, I'll show you how to invest in a good market. We just don't have it right now. I can't wait to put money out long. We want to own the cannabis stocks. Right now, I am selling puts on my favorite cannabis names at prices where I'm willing to be put the stock. That's not a risk situation. I'm not looking to trade options. I'm looking literally to set up the beginnings of my long positions in cannabis by selling puts. I'm doing February puts so that I can begin to position these things as they come down. And of course, if they don't come down, I get to collect the premium and I'll be buying at higher prices when I get a risk on opportunity. Now let's finish up with precious metals. It's been a very hard place to put money. But we have a position in gold and silver. We have not interrupted that position, and it has performed very well in a big up market. Typically speaking, when the market runs like this, they kill gold and silver, and they have not done that in this market run in January. Very important. For precious metals investors, you've got to love the action of gold and silver itself. Gold and silver stocks, a little more volatile as normal, but they've stayed in the uptrend. I've reduced my exposure there. I'm sincerely thinking about reinitiating, and I may be doing that by the end of the day today through the form of GDX. But I really have to see where this closes and whether or not I want to put that position on. I may just want to double my bullion position. I may not want the risk of the names, but I just want that exposure for portfolios. Okay, so anyway, that wraps up today's conversation. I hope it was helpful. The major takeaway, be careful out there. It's still dangerous. We do not have any risk on opportunities based on our algorithms. If you want to hold cash in an environment like that, feel free. You don't have to trade. For those of you who are more aggressive, we're adding shorts, but that's my personal portfolio. I'm not suggesting you do that. Okay, I can't tell you how to invest. You want me to help you, I mean, certainly log on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, and we can work together at Interactive Brokers. But other than that, please take away from these conversations basic, big picture information using algorithms, and then take that to your own investment process to protect your capital and capture upside when you have the opportunity. Have a great day of investing and trading, guys. Good luck out there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow around 9 o'clock for our morning call. Thanks for being here. Take care.